guys, it's Anne. Welcome to Lucky episode 13. Today we talk about Bonnie Raitt, Bon Iver, why getting called basic is total bullshit, and we sing a lot. Thanks for sticking with us.
Garage à toi, the power of three.
Someone at my work lunch was saying they want to be inclusive and respectful, and they hate when they say to a group, hey, you guys.
Yeah.
What is
appropriate?
Appropriate. And I actually don't get offended by guys.
No.
But I'm like, do you say, hey, you all? Hey, everyone in the room?
Yeah.
It was a weird. I was like, I don't actually know what the alternative to guys is. Hey, you gals.
Oh, no.
So, hey, you gals and guys? No, they were just asking.
Girls and guys.
Girls and guys.
Guy, people really get upset about guys.
No, I don't. I just think what he was
all,
asking.
Hey,
like,
all. Hi, all. Or hey, all.
Yeah. I like y'all.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all. I say
ladies
cheesy,
and gentlemen.
But when I have to address people over email and I have to do that, I always say team. I'll just say hi,
oh,
team.
Sure. Yeah. Perfect.
And that's just an easy way of like not having, because I actually think one, guys is very regional to California.
Yeah.
Even outside California, people are not addressing groups as guys.
Sure. Yeah.
That's like a very, that's a California colloquialism.
Yeah.
California but cash. Especially in even the Midwest, but the South, you just say y'all. It's the plural second person.
Y'all.
And so there isn't like, I'm on business calls where people are saying
hi, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cute.
If y'all want to send me that, y'all can, you know, like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
just...
It's just part of the
language.
Yeah.
What is the East Coast? I feel like they're more profesh.
I remember someone telling me that in Pennsylvania, they say yins.
What?
Have you ever heard of that?
No. You taught me, like, four things tonight.
I don't even want to...
Yins?
It's not the equivalent of y'all. So you would say, like, are yins going... I know.
I'm going to try that tomorrow.
What is yins short for? Or, like...
I don't know if it
that's
is.
So
we need to look it up. We need to find this out.
There's Show also us. A T one that's weird that I heard.
Oh.
Like Tay or something weird. There's so much things. There's so many things we don't know, you guys.
We need to go on a road trip.
We do.
With a questionnaire. What's Excuse me. That? How do you address an informal group of women and men?
At yeah. the same time.
Y'all. I'm going to vote for y'all.
Y'all sound
I also
good.
Didn't
Plus
realize
so folksy.
What pansexual was.
What's oh, are you talking about Janelle?
Who's Janelle?
Stop. Janelle Monáe.
She's oh, pansexual.
She just came
pan.
Out.
But what's pan? I don't know pan.
So they were. It was like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is in a square situation, which is pansexual includes bisexual, or but bisexual doesn't include pansexual, something like that. Which is she's attracted to mm-hmm.
people.
All people.
Oh,
non-binary, man, woman. Yeah.
Transgender,
so the,
no, sexual.
The best way
any,
to explain
just
it
the
is
person, you're attracted to the
she's
the person
just attracted to people.
The person.
Well, and it's
that
it's,
they are.
I think it's like you don't like recognize or define yourself as being purely lesbian or purely heterosexual
yeah.
or even bisexual. It's like a person by person basis. You
yeah.
can fall in love with that
yeah.
person, whatever they are,
whatever they identify.
Well, and with. You know what I like about
it's
how
pan,
she handled
I've never
it.
Heard that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We would have to look up the actual definition, but like she had that whole like tuxedo vibe.
Yeah.
Her whole early career.
Yeah.
She's, like, and she's a beautiful woman.
Oh my God. She's
so
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Tell me you guys saw that movie that I don't think it did well in the theaters. I watched it about the three women who worked in NASA
oh,
in
yeah.
the 50s.
It did
yeah,
very
yeah.
well.
Did it?
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
It got
yeah,
nominated.
Yeah, yeah. It did very well.
No, no. It did very well accolade wise. It didn't do well. In terms of making money in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
And, I mean, it did well, but it wasn't like Black Panther well.
Well,
it's a story about women at NASA.
But I thought it was so well done.
It was great.
And one of the best
Loved it.
Movies of...
Yeah.
I actually only just watched it like
it's
a month
so
ago.
It's so good.
Oh,
see?
So it's fresh.
What I don't like is historical nonfiction or like... I don't like movies where they like say awful things to, for example, Black people. But it's like, oh, it's historical. I'm like, okay, we don't have to actually like sit through 2 hours of you using the N-word. Like,
yeah.
I really don't like that. So I don't like, I hated the movie The Help. So I didn't want to watch it because I thought it was just going to be like really patronizing, awful. And it was, but it was also just amazing that these women were doing this math.
Yeah. Oh. Amazing. So inspiring. Anyways, Janelle and that I thought was amazing.
She's a badass.
She's a badass.
Badass bio watch. Yay. Cheers to
Janelle Monáe. We could start a winery right here with my brand new fence.
What will we call our winery?
Grage
Chardonnay à toi.
Chard à toi.
Chard à toi.
We should convince, for the live episode, we should convince whoever we figure out to be like the bar host.
Yeah.
To like rename one of the wines. Yep. Chard à toi.
Yep.
Love it.
And it's like a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means, but.
And shard kind of reminds me of poop shart. As well. Shard. Yeah. Chard à toi.
Why don't we just call it chard à toi? We can have chard à toi, which is the wine, and then we'll have Marie's dessert from Disneyland. Oh, yeah. That's like chocolate, cayenne. And it can be chard à toi. Yeah.
The cayenne bonbon.
The cayenne bonbon.
Bread bowl.
Oh, there's so many Red Bulls.
Can you, so there's no alcohol allowed in at least my college, like football stadium.
Oh.
I can't imagine what it was like when that was allowed.
Yeah.
Because it sounds really fun.
I mean, all you do is you just like get shit-faced beforehand and then go in drunk.
Or you bring it in a water bottle. But I just, the idea of holding a beer, being outside and having no one yell at me just sounds amazing.
Hmm. So the LA Galaxy games that we go to, and we've sort of become disenfranchised from them because they've made some very bad trades. I hope you're listening. LA Galaxy, fuck off. They have beers there, but they have like Micheladas.
Oh, Michelada.
They have like Modelo Tallboys. Yep. They have like a very good beer. I don't even know if they have wine. I've never tried to have a wine. Really fun. And it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
It's like being in a Dodger game.
Yeah.
You just get to like enjoy yourself.
I did see, speaking of alcohol, and we should segue into Micheladas after this.
You just had one when I saw you the other night.
Oh, so good. But I did see at Whole Foods, they tried to do, you know, like the 40s, like the old classic beer.
Yes.
They wanted to do rosé in a glass that looked like a 40. And it just, marketing didn't go right. Because rosé to me is classy and summer. And seeing it in like an old beer 40 container just weirded me out.
I agree with that because I don't think you want to be ironic while you're consuming alcohol.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it.
I don't want to be like, look at me downing this 40 of rosé. I want to be like, oh, we drank the whole bottle.
And you know, it's like in college, the Edward 40 hands.
Yes.
I don't want rosé hands.
No.
No.
Don't ruin rosé for us Whole Foods.
Right? What are they doing?
Wherever those dickheads are. No, rosé is amazing.
Delish.
I hate that it gets made fun of. Like, I feel like it became, like, 2 years ago, it became, like, something where people could make fun of you for liking it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, every Instagram meme that I see where people are like, oh, you're going to get made fun of for anything you like?
Yeah.
You should just fucking do whatever you want.
Yeah. Or it's, like, so basic. I understand some of that, but I, like, the whole pumpkin thing. Yeah. I love pumpkin.
Yeah.
Am I basic for liking pumpkin?
That's what I hate is like, why? And I do think it's mostly women. You don't call men basic usually.
Yeah.
I feel like what happens is like anything that women enjoy, oh, that's basic. And it's like, okay. Also like, what can I do that? May I have your permission, my lord, to enjoy the finer things in life? Like, why do I have to get your approval for the things that I enjoy doing?
Yeah.
And if they're popular enough, I'm lame. Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy Star Wars.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of that indie movie.
Yeah.
You dicks. I feel like we thought the poop episode was going to be controversial, and I feel like that is going to be the controversy is like, how dare you call men basic?
Well, let's think, like, what is a basic man thing? Assuming every guy likes sports.
IPAs.
IPAs.
Craft beer.
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Barbecue.
Bourbon's so fucking basic.
Yeah, bourbon's so basic.
where he came
We're talking about basic men, basic bourbon.
We're talking about the difference between when women get called basic versus when men do, which is never.
Yeah.
Right? I'm mad now. I'm leaving.
Oh, finish that rosé. Get back in here. I'm a Jetta.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring my Uggs with me. And my Lulus. I am wearing Lulus.
I don't want to put makeup on. I'm going to wear my fake glasses.
Yeah, bye.
Out to brunch.
Ooh, that's good.
Brunch Bottomless mimosa brunch.
Oh, I have to say, I hate mimosas. I like.
Really?
You want to put like sugar on sugar plus bubbles, and I just get like really bad headache, really sleepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you give me a Bloody Mary, and I've never felt so alive.
See, ooh. And I don't like
the
Bloody
Mary.
Bloody
Mary is legit. Oh, no.
What don't you like?
Tomato?
I like tomato juice. I like celery. I like bacon. I like pickled onions. I do not like all those things with vodka.
Hmm.
That's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
I like vodka with anything.
I put vodka in my salad, you mean?
Yeah, what is your, I don't know your, we never drink hard alcohol because we're sophisticated.
We're not basic.
We're not basic. But what is your hard alcohol of choice?
All right, I want to hear what you like, and then I want to hear what you OD'd on sometime.
Yeah,
that you
what
can't
you
drink
vomitondoed when you were 20 and can never sniff again.
Vodka's always my go-to. Vodka soda.
Yeah.
Keep it
That's
light.
That's so basic, Marie.
It's very basic.
God, are you watching a
but
figure?
Like, when I turned 21, it was
Bacardi,
Malibu and pineapple, or like Midori fucking sour.
What? I don't think I've ever had a Midori sour.
Me neither. Never in my life.
Disgusting.
Although, I feel like screwdriver is always the like intro drink when you're figuring out.
Like, maybe that's why you don't like mimosas.
Oh, wow. Good insight.
Yeah.
So I, for a very long time, couldn't even smell tequila without retching.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better at that because I love me a margarita.
Yep.
But gin. Gin is a liquor that I never need to drink again.
Really?
I don't even want to hear the word gin. It's making me salivate the way that you salivate before you vomit.
See, and gin's my number one. We're not compatible.
No, that's good. You drink the gin. I'll drink the everything else.
She'll drink the Bloody Marys.
Ooh, that's right.
We're perfect for each other.
We are perfect.
Courtney. I was trying to think of a romantic song to sing you, but I couldn't come up with it. Yes.
It's been 7 hours and 16 days. Yeah. That's not my
list. You gotta keep going.
Since you took your love away from I go out every now. I don't know the words.
I can tell.
To a fancy restaurant. Yes. I said, I'm nothing. Come.
This is like a church revival version of it. Yes. Speed it up.
When I'm really hammered. Okay, so.
It's like Sister Act 3. Is that a thing?
I.
Courtney, you could be the sexy nun that comes and turns it all back.
But here's why I love karaoke. When I get to that optimal drunk / blackout, I don't.
Optimal?
Yeah. No. Like, there's been some times.
Ah, yes. Optimal.
Not blackout, but there was once all of our friends were singing karaoke. People were singing like fun songs everyone can sing to. And I get up there and I'm hammered and I sing Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Yes.
And everyone, like, you can see everyone kind of is like, and I am not looking at the screen. I am roaming around, headbanging, screaming, like almost crying. And at the end, everyone just like started slow clapping and I like dropped the mic and it was the greatest performance of my life.
That is amazing.
In your memory.
In my memory.
Yes.
I should read off my karaoke song list.
I would love that. The fact that you have a list is what I'd really like to explore.
Too.
Yeah. Do you have a list too? Do you not have a list?
I have karaoke twice in my life.
These are your karaoke songs.
I'm just going to name my top two.
Top two? No.
Because there's obviously.
Let us sing, Courtney.
Well, I write these down.
Let us bring them on the wall.
I write these down when I'm drunk. So there's like four separate notes. This is the first one I found. The first one is After All by Cher. It's a duet. So you need
with
two
who?
People.
Who's the second person?
Probably Sunny.
Oh, is that
After All We can't do it.
You gotta sing it.
It really just brings the crowd
just
to
give,
a roar.
Just give us a little bit.
After all, I need the karaoke lyrics. And then this is really embarrassing. Back to Good with a number two, Matchbox 20.
Yes.
I don't know that song.
I don't know.
Get me back to good. It's like emo. It's emo and like the crowd really just feels it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What, wait, I have to write down Dream Girls now.
Don't tell me. I don't even know. I don't even know.
I'm also really sad that Avicii died.
I know. Did they find out how?
I think, well, he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And was severely depressed from his fame.
And his health issues.
And he had his gallbladder taken out. And what's hard for me is EDM's great, not my thing.
Yeah.
But I've been places and even like rave like things where he comes on and it's brought so many people together in happiness.
He brought that type of music to mainstream, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
He's credited.
Super
for
talented.
A lot of that.
It's just so, it's like, what demons was he facing? It just breaks my heart. 28.
His family seems to point to like depression and
God,
suicide.
Too young.
What's your list? I know you have a list.
Busta Move is my go-to.
That's good.
So good.
That's good.
That is a party pleaser.
That's good because you're a natural performer.
Yeah.
So you're going
Everyone
for the performance. You don't need the crowd to sing along, although they probably know the words.
They love it.
A little Young MC.
They love it.
Can I get a little Busta Move from you?
This is a jam for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us.
Yeah.
Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. Chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Like those Star Wars nerds.
What's Poindexter?
Poindexter.
He's a character in Revenge of the Nerds.
I can't with
Timothy
this.
Timothy Busfield, actually.
I can't.
Too many references.
How do you know, Anne? How do you know everything?
I just looked it up.
She's smart.
No, you didn't.
She's having smart.
I'm wicked smart.
She's wicked smart.
Smart.
Yeah, my sister was really into Young MC. MC, MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice. That was the trio when we were in like, well, when I was in like fifth grade, sixth grade, I think.
Pretty sure. I don't know. I think this is true. I might be saying random things. I'm pretty sure Young MC and like Tone Loc are brothers?
No.
Something weird.
Way.
Like something weird. Like there's a family of like,
I don't see those
MCs.
Two being related to each other.
Not
because
true?
I think Young MC is like very cute. And I feel like, no offense to Tone Loc, but
not handsome.
Not the handsomest man.
Am I making that up? I could be making that up.
Who's,
I could be.
Who's Tone Loc?
He has a voice like Andrew Arnold.
It's like the deep voice. What's
he has like a really gravelly. I can't even do it. That was
Why
the worst.
For those
born after
Funky Cole Medina.
Oh, what is that? Yeah, okay.
Funky Cole Medina.
What?
And there's a couple songs that sound exactly the same.
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
Well, Young MC had like a little bit of a comeback. He was in like a couple commercials and stuff like that.
I just saw Dawson's Creek in a Hulu commercial, and I felt really bad for him.
Meaning, I feel like he's aged pretty well.
He looks great. No? I never thought he was cute at Dawson's Creek, but now he's. I'm always attracted to him now.
Joshua Jackson Pacey.
But I was always Pacey.
God, Pacey was so.
We
hot.
Were talking about this on our group texts. My sister-in-law and her, all of our friends there. We were like. She's like, I'm watching Dawson's Creek back, and I'm not a fan. She's like, Pacey all the way. I'm
Pacey
like, yes,
all
right,
but
Pacey
I
all the
highly
way.
Recommend revisiting Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Highly.
She's like, it holds up.
It holds
like,
up.
Damn.
I never watched it.
You
no?
You know what? You would either love or hate it.
Yeah.
Do you like Friday Night Lights?
I can't watch it. It's too close to home.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
It's not fun to watch.
Yeah.
I tried watching it one time. I was in a hotel and I turned the TV on and it was an episode and they were waiting to find out if they had gotten into the playoffs. And my dad was literally waiting to find out if his team had gotten into the playoffs. And I was like,
too much.
Off, go away. Although I really love Explosions in the Sky.
Mm.
The soundtrack music.
M83?
Ooh.
Is that their album? Is that the band?
Yeah, I think so.
I need to look it up.
The song's great.
So it's the like quote unquote soundtrack. So it's the instrumental that's behind a lot of it.
Ooh.
And it's just there's no vocal. And
love it.
I think they're a Texas band actually.
Oh,
they're
so maybe it's
Explosions
not.
In the Sky.
Oh, the yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
They're really good. I have them.
They
as
probably
one of my
like, you know,
Pandora station
took off because of that. Yeah,
they exploded
cool.
into the sky.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly. All right. So Young MC.
Yeah.
Busta Move.
Busta Move. That's my go-to always.
That's good.
I bet everyone who's known me has at least seen me perform.
You know what
at least
I respect
once.
About that? Going back to what Courtney said about the mascot stuff, you're a very sexy lady.
Oh.
Oh.
You could have chosen
any other
a sexy song.
Yeah.
And you went with Bust a Move.
I know right. my range.
Which makes okay. you inherently more attractive. Yeah. Maybe I am pansexual.
Right? You and Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. I'm not trying to sing
And I'm
No.
I know my range.
So the worst.
Wait. So what's number two? Can I just go?
Oh, yeah.
Number two on the list.
I kind of love Bonnie Raitt.
I can't make you love me.
No, not that one. Something to talk about.
Oh, cute.
Let's
very
get
cute.
Love something.
That's good.
That's kind of fun.
Dennis Quaid, Julia Roberts, whatever the fuck that movie was. Yeah, whatever called something that to was. Talk about.
Yeah.
Although. That movie has not aged well either. He's cheating on her.
And,
yeah,
she poisons him, right?
With food? Death?
Not to death.
Oh, that's too bad.
But she like invites him over to do like a peace talk and she puts like Dimetapp or whatever the F makes you
a
diarrhea.
Peace talk.
Dimetapp does not make you diarrhea.
What's Dimetapp? That's like cold medicine?
Yeah.
What's that?
But it's so good. It tastes like grape.
Oh, people like set scissor.
What makes you poo-poo? What do people say they put in
X-lax?
X-lax.
Oh, X-lax,
right.
Or like someone said they would put
Imodium?
Visine in people's drinks sometimes.
I think that's a myth. That's
it's
from
just, what? Salt water.
Should we
right?
test it out
just
next salt episode?
Water? Just like salt
actually,
water.
Actually, Courtney,
one of you has Visine in your.
You just finished
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, last named.
Yeah.
The movie does not hold up. Yeah, she tries to poison him. Right?
No, that's kinda? Not cool. That's not cool. Yeah. That's not cool at all. So I will hear I Can't Make You Love Me on the radio.
Yeah.
I will
curl up in a ball.
I will feel wistful for a relationship I never even had.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will sing
song.
That song.
Yep.
It came on like 2 days ago.
Yep.
And I was in the car and I was like,
I can't make you love me if you don't.
And I literally was like singing it. Healing about someone I've never even met.
My final hour. I feel the power, but you don't.
Oh my God, no!
But you won't.
I literally don't even know.
Bonnie Vera, whatever. Boner Vera.
Which they have a
which
version?
He sings. No, stop. It is heart-wrenchingly
I would
amazing.
Die.
After, like, we're not doing it now.
Turn down the
his
light.
Version is unreal.
Lay down with me.
I want to, like, get a boyfriend and break up just so I can listen to that song. Maybe I should get on Tinder right now.
But see, I feel like they're not broken up yet in that song.
No.
That's the heartbreaking part. Is she's
together
realizing.
With it, yeah.
I can't make you love me if you won't.
Yeah.
And no. And it's like truer words have never, it's like half of our lives are, what do you think? Do you think this? Let's analyze this text. And it's bottom line.
Oh, I hate
I can't
that.
Make you love me.
You love me.
And, but they're already together, right? So it's yes. like they've been in a relationship. Yes. They're living together. And it's like the end of it. And it's like she's still in it. He's not. Yes. What the fuck?
No, I can't. But I want to call. Can
we've
we get
all
Bonnie
been
on our show?
Bonnie.
I think I'm still there
it.
For someone I don't even know.
Tell us about
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How can we combine Bonnie plus Bon Iver? I feel like it's Bonnevere.
Yeah. Bonnevere.
Bonnevere. No,
we need to make this happen.
It's my new favorite band, Bonnevere.
We need to hook them up.
I can't.
Stop. Yes. We need to make this
what
happen.
What if Bonnie Ray and Bonnevere date?
I would be so happy if they could make each other love each other.
Yes.
This is gold.
If you think about it, for Emma forever ago.
No, who the fuck is Emma? Who is she?
Emma can eat it.
Emma.
I hate her.
That album's amazing.
So amazing.
Oh, it's an album called Emma.
He's playing at the Bowl. Do you want to go with me?
Yes.
I bought a solo ticket so I could just cry.
Oh, good for you.
But I'm like, maybe it's on a Wednesday.
Okay.
When?
It's really emotional for me, that album.
When are you going?
Well, he's playing at Santa Barbara Bowl on a Wednesday.
When?
But
we're going.
Yeah.
I'll come. Can I come?
You asked a question I was going to answer, and I don't remember what you asked. Oh, the album is called For Emma, comma, Forever Ago.
Okay. And tell the story.
And it's a breakup album. Yeah. So sure. He was living in, I believe, North Carolina.
Yep.
He was trying to make it as a musician, super frustrated. It wasn't working out. He gets mono. This girl breaks up with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he's like, fuck it. I'm moving home to Wisconsin. And he moves into his dad's cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And he's by himself. And he's a musician, so he's making music. And so the album is really amazing because he has recorded all of the tracks within the songs. In the album by himself, literally by himself.
And
so
it's that like fucking Emma.
Fucking Emma.
Emma, Emma, you motherfucking asshole.
I hope
she didn't like call him back and he took her back or something.
No, no, no. He's happily married now, but that album
not
is
to Emma,
so
I hope.
Raw and so good. I think it's one of the best albums of my lifetime. Seriously.
I need to check it out.
It is a work of true art. So he has, you would know the song.
Skinny Love.
Skinny Love is
mainstream.
Like the radio hit.
Okay.
Oh, man. So there's a song on there.
Holocene, what's your favorite?
The song where he says, I'll have to pull up what the name of it is because the whole song isn't coming to me, where he says, what might have been lost.
Ah.
Don't bother me. And I will never forget, I saw him play at the Gorge at... Oh, it's called like Bigfoot or Mammoth or there's some large fictional character at the Gorge. And I was dating a guy and it wasn't working out. And I really, really liked him.
Ugh.
And if he had played I Can't Make You Love Me, it would have had the same effect.
Yep.
But I remember standing there with my friend and I think he was closing out the weekend. So I was like facing flying back home and having to deal with this relationship.
Mm.
And he says, what might have been lost, don't bother me. And he sings that over and over. What might have been lost. And people are singing along. But the second line is, don't bother me.
Yeah.
What might have been lost, don't bother me. What might have been lost, don't bother me. And that was what made me feel like I could leave that relationship.
Wow.
Man.
Because I was so afraid to let this person go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who I cared for so much.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't giving it back to me.
Yeah.
No, fuck it.
And I came back from that weekend.
Yep.
I lost my car in the parking lot at LAX.
No.
I thought I had parked in lot C.
No.
And there is a private parking lot that's basically the same driveway. And I'd been in such a hurry going to the music festival that I didn't realize it wasn't lot C. It's literally the same driveway. And you just go lot C to the left, driveway to the right. And I walked around.
For how long?
Memorial Day weekend.
No.
2 hours.
No.
From 11 o'clock at night to 1 in the morning.
No.
Lot C.
Did you
by
cry?
By myself. Oh, I totally cried.
Yeah.
I walked out to the kiosk. I called the airport police and reported the car stolen.
No.
And they were like, we don't have it on record because they go through and they take photos of all the license plates for security purposes.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't have any record of that car being in here.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, I'm where I got on. Like, I'm where.
My car is here somewhere.
And I will never forget this shuttle driver. I'm back where I thought it was. And I'm walking around going like, where the fuck is my car? The shuttle driver pulls over and he's like, you look lost.
Oh.
And I'm like, I am. I can't find my car. And I will never. This is like a fucking riddle. He goes, how much were you paying a day? And of course, I remember that. Because it's on the sign.
Yeah.
And I said $12. And he goes, you're in the wrong lot.
Oh, no. Did you give him a hug?
He drove me to the
other lot.
No, he's like, I'm not supposed to leave the lot unless I'm going into the terminal.
Angel.
Yeah.
But I know where you're supposed to be.
Can I
say something about that before we go back to Bonnie there? I totally believe,
Supergroup.
And I'm weird like this. I totally believe the reason, I mean, you're one of the smartest people I know. You probably don't have lapses of memory like this. I totally believe that if you were to find your car and have gotten in the car, something awful would have happened.
And
this is life's way of saying, chill out for a bit.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sliding doors.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good movie.
I read an article recently and the woman was like, I have sliding doors moments every day. And it was cute because she was talking about how everything we do
great movie.
Changes our life.
Yeah.
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 Gwyneth Paltrow.
So
British,
I think
British moments.
She does a great British
accent.
She
really does.
She's not British. No, I'm joking.
She's America's Kate Middleton.
Her skin regime. She looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
Someone told me she like doesn't eat a lot of food and like works out every day.
That's true. Tracy Anderson. Method.
A lot of people that I see look beautiful and healthy all the time.
You?
No.
Oh.
It's like I don't drink and I get a lot of sleep. And I'm like, fuck that shit.
That sounds boring.
I know.
Yeah, what's
Sarah Silverman.
Doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink.
She says she doesn't drink. She smokes a lot of weed.
I'm sad about her breakup.
Who'd she break up with?
Oh.
Michael Sheehan.
Who his ex-wife or
Kate,
baby mama.
What's
Kate,
her face?
She's also Beckinsale. She's also beautiful and doesn't drink.
Okay, you
what
know
the
what?
Fuck?
There are some things I don't want to hear.
That's
and it's
why they part.
Not
they,
drinking.
They can't stay together because they don't party enough.
You got to party. Teasing. No, you do. You got to party. You got to fight for your right to party.
But she's also 40 something and is beautiful and amazing and is like yeah. running around with 20 somethings because yeah. she can get it.
See, I wouldn't. She can my get goal, it. If okay. I were to be like super fit, amazing skin, don't drink, boring. My goal wouldn't be to date younger guys.
Older?
No. Just like, my goal is not to go for a young guy.
Unexperienced.
They're just such fuckwads.
Yeah,
maybe an older guy, actually. Although, you know, I could probably date an older guy right now.
Unless you're the mindset that you want to teach, right? Some
Mrs.
women
Robinson?
Are in the mindset. Yeah, they're like, ooh, let me teach you this. You know,
the ways.
The yeah. ways.
But
I'm not.
But once you're in your prime, you're like, you just want to be satisfied, right? You don't want to, like, yeah. You're not tutorial anymore. You're like, let's get it going. Let's get to the business.
What's
to
do a 3.2?
I don't know.
In a tight parking lot.
Yeah, some people like that shit. I don't know.
So we're going to go around.
Cougars.
We're going to go around this patio table.
It's and a
if
terrace, and if you want to divulge, highest or like the age of the oldest person you've ever been with that's loosely dated, kissed, held hands with, maybe had an intimate night in your bedroom, and the youngest you've ever.
Well, hold on.
Should we not do this?
No. What I need you to do is qualify with how old you were at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I could have been 16.
Let's do and like made out age with a, gap.
I could have been 18 and made out with. A 24-year-old,
right.
And that's a huge age gap.
Age gap. I'm gap. Fine talking age gap. I feel like it would be weird if you just gave, like, raw ages. You're like 12 and 80.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Oh. Okay, here's my complaint. Okay. When I was younger, I was actually just telling this to a friend of mine today.
Wow.
She's 23. Ooh. I've known her whole life. We were talking about dating. And I said, when I was your age, I dated guys who were a lot older than me because guys my age were really immature.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, if I'm dating someone older, he's more mature.
Yes.
And the mistake I made is that men who are willing to date women
yep.
that much younger are actually
not mature.
Even less mature.
Sure.
And so I was dating these like idiots.
Sure.
Because I was like, oh, an older man
it's
wants
gonna be
to
so
date me.
Older.
I call them shittiots.
Yeah.
Shitheads and idiots. Shittiots. And I call shitty wives shives and shitty husbands shubbies.
Oh. I love that.
What do you call a shitty car?
A what?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh.
You have to have a good... No?
What do you call a shitty terrace? What do you call a shitty house?
Shitaris. Chicaca. Chicasa.
Shitty
caca. Yeah,
oh,
so that
wow.
was a mistake that I made when I
sure.
was younger.
Sure.
So age wow. gap, probably like a 10-year age gap.
Yeah.
That is blew
sure.
my mind.
But the difference was, like, I dated a guy who had been divorced,
oh.
you know. But, like, the difference was I was just coming out of my parents' household.
Yeah, weird.
Wow.
And he had been married and divorced. And it's like, you're in
he's,
such
he's like adopting
places.
You.
Just wanted a young buck.
Yeah.
He's like adopting
you're
you.
You're in such different places in your life
yeah.
that it doesn't even make sense to be spending time together.
Sure.
Except for
what?
They don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're so smart.
No, I learned that the very hard way many times.
I can make you love me if you don't. Is it won't or don't?
I believe it's don't. You can't make the heart feel
something,
it
won't.
Here
in the dark. I'm looking
these
at the lyrics.
In the hours, I will lay down my heart.
feel the power, but you won't. Oh, you won't. Cause I can't make you love me.
Are you like leaning back and forth into the mic? That's what I'm hearing.
Hold on, I'm writing this after Matchbox 20. Bonnie Raitt.
Okay, it's because I can't Bonnie make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I'll lay down my heart and I'll feel the power, but you won't.
Oh, God.
No, you won't.
Too much.
This is really sad.
Can you?
Yeah. I'll close my eyes, then I won't see the love you don't feel when you're holding me.
Oh my God.
Morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight, and I will give up this fight.
Don't cry, Anne.
Bonnie.
God
Ivor.
Damn it, Bonnie. Who hurt her? Who hurt you?
Yeah, let's go back to who hurt.
Here are the first lyrics. I don't recall this being in the song. Turn down the lights, turn down the bed, turn down these voices inside my head. This is actually going to make me cry. This is actually giving me like some ideas.
I
can't make you love me. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close, don't patronize.
Don't patronize me.
Yeah.
Just lay down
and hold me, motherfucker.
It really is one of the most amazing songs.
It's a great fucking song.
It's a great song. Because we've all felt that before.
It's like sophomore year.
Love you back.
Sophomore year, that song. Oh my God. There's a boy. Sophomore year, I was like, not lay down with me, but I'm like, he doesn't like me the way that I like. I actually drank Smirnoff Ice. Thought about this song and was like, this motherfucker. And then I got my braces off and he was all about it.
Is it the guy who you said noticed you?
The guy noticed
me. When you got your braces off?
Yeah. And then a few years later, he wanted a bone.
First you miss this, now you want to kiss this. Tell him, girls. Too late. She missed this.
Too late. You missed it.
Who had braces? Everyone here had braces?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I gave my first 40
years
blowjob a week after my braces came off.
I thought you were going to say with your braces. And I was just like, oh, my God.
No.
One of my girlfriends in high school got the nickname Teeth because she misunderstood the instructions when he said Teeth. Thought it meant teeth.
No.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That was his older man mistake.
He didn't communicate. He did not communicate.
With the younger woman.
No teeth.
No fucking teeth.
I want her to explain why she thought that was a good idea.
She was a young lady.
She was young.
She didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Did she give it a little nibble or she like.
Like teeth meant more teeth.
You know what's crazy is this guy is still telling the story and calling her behind her back.
I'm sure.
40 years later.
I'm sure.
The best part about that is that's not an insult. It's just a word.
It's a warning. It's like warning and like, yeah. And
no,
like,
I mean like
teeth.
Like as a nickname.
Oh yeah.
It's not like calling someone like fug face or something like, it's just like, teeth.
That's teeth.
So
like, she,
that's, oh,
teeth.
That girl,
she's
that's
teeth.
That's teeth.
That's teeth.
There was a girl in college.
You went too young, homie.
He needed a teacher.
He needed a teacher.
So the other best nickname I've heard is a girl was named Foot.
Okay.
And so, I'll tell you the story. And so I was at my friend's wedding. They all went to like University of Colorado. And this girl, it was like 5 years after we graduated. And they're like, oh, that girl, Foot. And I'm like, wow, why is her name still Foot?
Soccer.
She was so drunk at a party and it was so crowded that she tried to jump from, it wasn't like a second story, but like out of a window to leave the party.
Oh, no.
And when she jumped, but it wasn't like, they were like, don't worry. It wasn't like it was a scare. It wasn't like she could have died. It was a few feet.
So foot.
But she broke both of her feet.
Because
she was so drunk.
For
a semester, she had to roll around in a wheelchair. No. And literally from then on, her nickname was Feet.
Was it feet or foot? What's the plural of feet? It was feet foot. Here comes tooth feet feet foot.
Here comes feet foot tooth.
Rolling down. Everyone make way for tooth feet feet foot.
Oh my God. Everyone part the ocean for tooth teeth teeth foot. I'm gonna
pee.
And from that, like, yeah. Just roll it right up.
Roll on in. Roll on in.
Two feet foot.
God, I want to be in college again. That's amazing.
We don't have to be in college for that, Courtney. It's happening right now.
Two feet foot. What is it?
That was good. I like that. Sounds like feet foot.
Yeah. Tooth feet.
No. Yo,
teeth,
you hear about two
tooth, teeth. Tooth, teeth, feet, foot. Tooth, teeth.
Although it should be tooth, teeth. Foot feet.
Two teeth foot
two
feet.
Two teeth foot feet. Yeah. Holy
it's
shit.
Some,
two teeth a, foot feet.
That's like a SAT your, analogy. Tooth is to teeth as foot is to.
Two teeth foot feet. That's Ray's new nickname.
Also, my new Native American name.
Yeah.
Tooth teeth Courtney foot feet. Courtney, I need to sanction that joke.
You know what? That's not feet? Acceptable and I my acceptable? Mom would be mad. Cause I can't make you love me
if you don't.
God, those
care.
Lyrics were awful.
Okay, can we close the episode out?
Yep.
By having Courtney sing
intros.
Do you need the music? Because I can hit play, or you can hit play.
What are we singing?
What do you think we're singing, Courtney? Just sing an acapella.
Okay. Can I get you guys in the background?
Wait, hold on. Just count on us to do the echo part. Don't stop for the echo. You're the lead vocal.
Okay.
All right. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me close. Don't patronize. Don't patronize
me.
Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart, and I'll feel the power, but you won't. No, you won't. Cause I can't make you love me. If you don't, Jesus, this is so. I can't do anything. It's too
Bonnie
much.
Bonnie Ivar.
You know what? You know what it is? You're fine until the. Because I can't make you love me if you don't. But you won't. No, you won't. Won't. No, won't and don't.
Just won't. Like that scene
the won't.
Of like going to sleep with someone who you know doesn't love you.
Yeah, it's like we're just living. Through this, like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner,
except he was probably sleeping with a nanny
at that time.
At all times.
Oh.
Nannies,
you know, just the couples that live in the same house,
yeah,
right, and yet, for the kids and.
Miles apart.
But why don't. Choose a hot nanny? Like,
no.
Just don't choose a hot nanny.
Exactly.
Choose a Mrs. Doubtfire.
Exactly. Exactly. But Help still. But still. Why do you have to go to those lengths? Because your man can't fucking keep it in his pants? I don't know.
You just answered your own question.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, he was going to cheat at some point. Right. Like,
and he didn't love the nanny.
But like, don't bring someone in your house, I guess.
Yeah, that's rough.
But also, like, have... It's like, okay, don't have a hot nanny. Well, fucking don't expect your husband's going to cheat on you with someone you bring into your household.
But don't have a hot nanny.
Into, like, exactly. It's like,
why are there nannies? Why can't it be a hot man nanny?
But I also have to say.
Catch 20 million.
That woman.
Yeah, have a hot man nanny. Yeah, have a nanny.
Man nanny.
A manny.
Whoa, guys, we just invented a thing.
Yeah.
We didn't invent the nanny. I want to be clear about
that. Yeah, this is us.
We invented the idea of...
A hot man nanny.
Hiring a hot man instead of...
A hot woman that you can maybe fillet in your spare time.
Teeth.
Why not? Teeth. He'll let you know.
Thank you, Anne.
He'll let you know.
Thank you.
He'll let you know when the teeth are kicking. Can we start a Manny, like...
Yes.
Network?
Network.
Movement? A Manny movement?
A Manny movement. Free the poop. Manny movement. We're changing the game.
I think we just created a political platform. Are we running for governor?
Yes. Yes. We should be.
I don't want that much responsibility, so you can.
Because Veragosa is not pulling it in the numbers, okay?
Veragosa.
Newsom all the way. I love Gavin Newsom.
Yeah?
He is Job from Arrested Development.
Let's do it. About that. Is it fine, though? Is he good? Is
he's,
he fine?
He's amazing.
Will he be for Manny's?
He's the one who first married same-sex couples when he was the mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
He's like, gee.
Yeah, okay, no, he's awesome.
It. I love him.
Love is love.
He also cheated on his wife. So, everyone does.
Do you think his wife was into Bonnie?
Do you think they hired a nanny instead of a Manny, and that's what happened?
He cheated on her with his friend's wife.
No.
Who was his assistant.
Oh.
Why the assistant? Why the hot assistant?
Assistants, nannies,
boom. Everybody else.
Can I make a gender assumption, though? Why are there not more male assistants? Is it because they can't juggle tasks?
It's because they're told that they can be the boss.
Oh. And so we need more male assistants.
They make 20 times as much money as we do.
That's good.
Not 20, but a lot.
You know. Close to that.
Yeah, they're not assistants. They're the boss. You're right. They're told they can be the boss. So
I'm bossy.
I'm bringing the boys to the yard with my milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
You made it all the way through episode 13. Thanks for joining us. We post our show notes on ghcpodcast.com. If you want to share the podcast with friends, they can tune in on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play. Join us next week for more Garage à Trois.